The Revival Hub International is a network of believers with a desire to establish the kingdom of our Lord through intense working of the Holy Spirit.
I have heard with my life. I must be another witness. I will continue to journey. Every day I will groan and pray until I'm thwarted.
Join Apostle Edu Udetiku for a life-changing encounter as we journey in the Spirit.
In Jesus' mighty name. Bro, join me in the next 10 minutes. Luke chapter 1, verse 80. Luke chapter 1, verse 80. Maybe let's see a few verses before this. Let's start from verse 75. I'm not hearing myself. In holiness and righteousness before Him all the days of our life. And thou child, who are we talking about here? Are you sure? Who are we talking about here? So if you are for Jesus, raise your hand. If you are for John, raise your, if you are for Jesus, raise your right hand. If you are for John, raise your left hand. If you don't raise your hand, you are for Satan. So you must raise your hand. All these people that anytime they ask questions, you don't raise your hand. Where are you? Where you are for Satan? Where are you now? If you are for Jesus, your right hand. If you are for John the Baptist, your left. So you will prove your position. Evidence. Are people waiting? What do you think? So, whatever you think, you win. Even if you say it's Jeremiah, you have won. And thou child shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way. So it's easy for you to even if you have not, you didn't do anything, you just read this. It's easy for you to know. Wait. You said it's Jesus. Raise your right hand. Raise your hand. You said it's John the Baptist. Raise your left hand. Well, I don't know why you're not. To give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. 78. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring on high have visited us. These are high words. I'm 100% sure that the people that heard it didn't know what they were saying. You see, there are real prophetic utterances, the oracles of God, when it begins to come out. More often than not, it's only the people that it's meant for that we understand. And in fact, after utterances, you will need another layer of interpretation for you to actually know what God is saying. Or you that is hearing it, do you know what this thing means? No? Whereby the day spring from on high had visited us. It so happened that there is a particular season within the days that men are supposed to live upon the face of the earth, especially if you are a Jew, called the day of your what? The day of what? Showing forth unto Israel. So it means that you can be living around, but your day of showing forth has not appeared. And every single thing you do before the day of your showing forth, of course, we determine the weight of what will come on the day of your showing forth. The Bible said that this particular person we are talking about, from the day he was a child, after this prophetic utterance, you are not with me. Okay, you are not with me. Where are you now? Are you at Enugu? Are you sure? Are you sure you are not in Poland? Are you sure you are not in Austria? So, if you look at this scripture now, you will find out that there is a day called the day of showing forth. And every other thing that is done before that day is a preparation for the day of showing forth. And before the day of showing forth, look at the reason why I started from that place I read to start reading is because there is so much prophecy upon this man. Is it not true? Some of them are even you up till today don't understand it. So, naturally, if I'm the one, I will quickly go and manifest. Is it not true? If you are the one, won't you go? In fact, there are some prophecies you will hear about yourself. You will think that actually you are, it means that you should go and start doing that. And I think we are on Sunday doing Sunday school. And one of my brothers, where is he? One of my brothers has been reading a scripture for 2 Sundays. He was asking us questions in Sunday school class. And he told us, how can God look at you and say, that mighty man of valor? Huh? And then when he told you that thing, the fire burned on you and then you woke up. And then he said, go in this your might. You now went in your might, Satan slapped you. The slap, you have not survived it. Is the slap that Satan gave you that made your fire, the fire that fire you had before to go out? I don't understand. But God have said, thou mighty man of what? Go in this thy thou mighty man of valor. What? Go in this thy. And you went. Only for them, just testing microphone, they slapped you, your secret place left with it. To read Bible now, wahala. To pray, trouble. You can't even, you are no more consistent. Everything went down. All you did was that you had a vision where God told you, go back to your village, take revival fire there. So you went there and organized crusade. The demons feasted on your life. Since that last 2 years, you have not survived it till today. If you are with me so far, say amen. Amen. Many times, if God wants to help you, He will hide you out of sight. The Bible said that the remnant that escaped, that first of all, they will take root, what? Downwards. And then bear fruit, what? Upwards. Many times, the fruit that people see, especially abiding fruit, abiding presence, abiding dimension that you see, I mean something abiding. You know, there are things that are not abiding. I mean, as things are getting tough, things are getting bad, that those things will be diminishing. They will be going down. They will be going down. If there is anything around your life that challenges or whatever can take away, it is not yet abiding. Abiding things in your life, when pressure is brought on it, it explodes. It gets better. Because such things are meant to intensify as a result of pressure. As a matter of fact, God intentionally allows pressure on those things because that is the kingdom way for making it to explode. So in such context, if you have such abiding realities and you go and stay one place, God will make something to happen to you that will make you put that thing under pressure so that it will increase. Meanwhile, if God called you or told you He has called you, one thing that must be consistent in your mind is deserts and wilderness. No man that the call of God wants to use you. Something like wilderness, number one. There is something like deserts, number two. There is something like hiding out of sight. Let me tell you something. If God hides you out of sight, you know, many people think that, well, it's part of it and it can be it. Many people think that just what it means for God to hide you out of sight is probably that nobody is physically seeing you. Nobody is seeing you. I hope you know that people might not see you physically, but you are not out of sight. I hope you know you can come and say, I'm here. I'm here. Can you see me? Nobody is seeing you. No matter how much you shout, nobody is seeing you. It's always like that. You can start ministry, do many things, send messages to people, use style, collect people's members, do many things, do all the gimmicks, set up. When you wanted to start, you do the plan and say that the way I'm going to do it is I just need 2 million or 5 million or 10 million. You know, get a hall, set it up, have a concert, then after the music thing, and then the people will come, and then we invite. That's not how it works. You must understand hiding. And in that hiding time, there is priesthood done. And I need to tell you too, that in the usage of God, many times, are you with me? There is the issue of fundamental wilderness season, hiding season. That one is the initial demand that comes. But the time will come, according to what the word of God spoke about the man of God, Elijah. The Bible will say that at some point, God will say, Elijah, what? Show yourself. At another time, it will say what? Elijah, what? Hide yourself. It means that this man is already doing ministry. He is already being used by God. But there is another season of usage that is coming upon his life. And on the strength of that, God will demand of him to what? Hide yourself. So after hiding himself for a while, God will also tell him what? Show yourself. The Bible said that this young man hid himself until the day of his showing forth. There is a scripture in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1. That scripture has suffered in the hands of young pastors. It's not young pastors, even big pastors, everybody. You know that? Do you know that scripture? So there is no need to quote it. You know that scripture. Huh? I have made thee a prophet. What? Unto nations. You just wake up from that place and ask them, how do they get visa now? The truth is that it might not come to pass for 3, 4, 5, 10 years, 20 years. It might not happen. I just went through some of my jotters. Jotters I used 10 years ago, 11 years ago, 12 years ago, and I saw the things I wrote there. When I wrote it, I was writing it as if it will happen tomorrow. It did not happen. In fact, before it happened, I have even forgotten about it, and I'm doing other things. I have forgotten that God ever said that such a thing will happen. It is happening in such a way that it is now a normal part of my life. But those days I wrote it down, if it happened, it was something big. Many times when God brings you into what he intends, it's not big. It's not as if it's not a thing to probably say, God, you are the one doing it. But it doesn't move. It's not moving you. It's like it has become a normal environment of your position, your experience in God. It's normal. Are you getting what I'm saying? There is a place, if God doesn't bring you, let's assume you have a traveling ministry, you now travel. Your oil will finish. Do you know that sometimes we minister in 3 cities in one day? 3 cities, one day. When we finish Tuesday, we are also in bedpans. Try it. Your oil will finish. It means that you must have learned how to. You have understood the judgment to manage and master your oil. Manage and master it. It is actually, let me not say that so that it will not distract you. But you must have learnt it. And the day and where you learn it is when? The wilderness and the desert. This is a matter that nobody can run away from. Wilderness, desert. Let me add another one. Say after me, persecution. Every man that God will use must know this. It's part of the demand. There is no any, listen to me. If I come and, or anybody pray to you and say, you believe in the name of Jesus, nothing. I saw a song in somebody's status. He used to be one of our brothers, but I don't know his ways now. He's a pastor. That's if he's not listening to me now. He's a pastor. Who can deduce who I'm talking about? Who do you think I'm talking about? Yes, you are correct. Thank God you said it quietly. Nobody heard it. So the guy put one song by one gospel musician on his WhatsApp. This is the summary of the song. You will not suffer. Nothing bad will happen to you. You won't see it anywhere. It's not in your Bible. Good things will happen to you, but will you also what? Suffer. And I need to tell you that if you want to be used by God, have a mindset that persecution will come. Are you getting the point? Have it. If you don't culture your heart in such a way, when those things happen, you even give up. You will say you are no more doing it. And how can God tell me to do something? And I went there, they beat me up. If God is the one that sent me, why did they beat me? We have gone for evangelism in this place. They sent people to come and beat us. What have they not done? Were you the one they... Is my brother Bulldozer? Your reward is in heaven. They gave you a slap. What? Why? You went to go and pray. You went to go and evangelize. You went back home and your mother or your father, they beat you up. And then you say you are no more, say you are living. No, you should know it's part of being used by God. It's part of the demand. It's part of the demand that the friends that used to help you before, we say, because of this your newfound, are you with me? Because of this your newfound interest, are you trying to say that all of us are serving Satan? Meanwhile, you didn't say anything. All you did is that you hid one place and you are praying more. The kind of reports we get, and many of them will want me to tell them to, you know, rebel against their parents. I will not tell you. Because the reason is that it's part of what you become. It's part of how even those parents test to know whether what you have is actually a conviction or just emotional. If your parents shake you like that and you stop, they will know that you didn't have conviction. It is just an emotional thing and it's going to pass away. But when they shook you, 6 months you are there, 1 year you are there, 2 years you are there. They will leave you. They will not follow you, but there are some things they can't push you anymore. They will know that. They will say, I will not do this. You say, no problem. You will not do this. They say, no. You say, no problem. They will. If you keep on for 2 years, no matter how hard that parent is, they will know that your case cannot be redeemed. They will leave you. They will just say, if it's the people that still insist on their ways, they will say, but we will not give you, however you want to survive, survive. But those ones that didn't know, somebody cannot keep at something for 2 years that he doesn't have conviction about. So sometimes when you see people that are being persecuted, they are shaking them, they are telling them, if you don't follow, we'll do this to you. And probably as a pastor, you quickly rush to go and rescue them. You are not helping them. It is very important that you allow them to pass through that persecution to at least know. Are you with me? Before you help somebody, you have to know whether it is conviction that is there or whether it is the prayer we prayed. You know, there is a way we pray and everywhere you are excited. We want to be sure whether it's the excitement or whether the excitement has transited into conviction. If it has transited into convictions, then it should be strong enough for you to pass through persecution. Persecution. Persecution is somebody or something or someone or people bringing up things against you, unfavorable, hard, sometimes even injurious, just because of the fact that you stood for something that stands for the witness of your faith. It is directly against your faith. I mean, if you suffer for anything that is not your faith, it's normal that you should suffer if you make mistake. Are you with me? Oh? So if you make mistake, or maybe you go home, you disobey your parents, or they talk to you, you talk back, and you even want to, and then they bring her and hit you. No, you are suffering for your sin. You are not part of the people I'm talking about. We are talking about the fact that you are praying, and they went to the place you are praying and gave you a dirty slap and dragged you out of that place and said, if I ever see you pray again. When they finished telling you in the evening, you prayed again. That means something stronger. That is how our faith is tested. Something stronger now. Something stronger than pain and persecution is motivating you. If not, one day you will come in ministry and run away. If, are you with me? Part of the reason why God must allow you to pass through wilderness, persecution, trials, is so that when you get into ministry, tough things face you so that you won't turn back. I hope you know. Scriptural. There is a path from Egypt to Canaan that is only 40 days. But the Bible said God intentionally allowed them to follow a longer route. And the reason why he did it is so that they will not, as they are moving one day, they will say, let's go back to Egypt. And I hope you know, at some point they said, where be the cucumber that we ate? Where be the onion and garlic? Sometimes I ask myself, do these people even mean it? The things that they are crying for are the things that my mother have to use preaching and to convince me to eat those kind of things. What is cucumber? She will tell you, honor, don't matter. If she preach and you don't believe, you don't believe anything. Garlic, onions. What is that? Is when I grew up, I knew that onions is nutritious, and I now began to eat it by revelation. I was eating it by revelation, not because I like it. Those days, maybe I'm the only one. Those days, what I used to do is that I will remove the onions one side. If you are like me, we plenty of. Remove it one side and then eat my food. I say I want to eat. I didn't say I want to eat onions. And garlic. What is garlic? Meanwhile, you will say, what are they? You are still doing it today. Your own can just be your phone. Can just be your clothes. Can just be your pocket money. Can just be something small. That when they look at you from heaven, they say, Kai, what is this one now? If you follow Jesus, you must suffer persecution. And if you want to be used by God, you will suffer higher persecution. And you will suffer more. I mean, you will help people, and after helping them, the same people you are helping will persecute you well. And when you enter inside, God will say, pray for them. Keep praying for them. Keep praying for them. Keep praying for them. The Bible said that the disciple cannot be greater than the master. If they persecuted me, if they rejected me, if they hated you, hated me, they are going to do the same to you. Why do you face things and then... Those things, they train your faith to know that irrespective of what is happening, that as long as the call of God is still consistent, that matters more than any other thing. Because if you didn't pass through persecution, wilderness, and desert, there are many things that God cannot quietly teach you. Are you getting where I'm going? Yes, sir. there are many things he cannot quietly teach you. Many of the things we do in light is the things we learned in the hidden places. There are things people do just because of the fact that somebody said, if you want to have power, you are not doing retreats, you are not fasting, you are not... Some of us learned retreat, fasting, prayer in wilderness. That is the only option. Are you getting what I'm saying? The wilderness and persecution, trials, it will make spiritual discipline your only option. Are you getting the point? You will do it long enough that even when things become good, you can't stop because you have been wired. That is the intent of God, to rewire you from the weaknesses of your natural self and the tendency to go lower and take advantage of the advantages and opportunities that you can have as a natural man. You can still call your former boyfriend, you can still call your father, call your mother, complain, talk about, but when you pass through persecution, sometimes it will seem as if your relationship with your parents and your friends is estranged, you even look as if you are enemies. You are now the one working hard to make sure that it doesn't happen. Is that such a scenario? Is that the case that you will go back and still be asking for money for weed? You have carried your hair without anything for the past 2-3 years. Are you getting the point? You can't go back now. So if they come back and tell you that there is 5 million for you, now that you can even fend for yourself, they say there is 5, will you go back? Because in the days of your wilderness, your test board was recalibrated. The things that you tasked for before are no more the things that you task for now. Those things can only happen as a result of persecution, as a result of the wilderness. That's how it happens. If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
So today, the matter is the matter of persecution, wilderness, trials. You must know it. See, they asked, it was Peter that asked Jesus a question. And he asked Jesus and said, I'm especially measuring on persecution. Amen?
Amen.
Because the matter of persecution, you can never outgrow it. No matter how big you grow in God, you can never outgrow the matter of persecution. You might outgrow certain dimensions of wilderness and desert. But for us that is here, I will still have to mention it because it is consistent with majority of our season. But the reason why I will have to be broad and touch everywhere is that there are actually higher people that get to listen to us. And because of that, we have to, by the wisdom of God, expand the scope of what we communicate. If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
You need to know, okay, Peter came and asked Jesus a question and said, we that have followed you in this regeneration, what is our reward? And Jesus told him that in this life, okay, what did Jesus answer him? Evangelist, what did Jesus answer? We were praying and we saw you. God was handing out weapons to sons in the house, weapons for the new season. And we saw you where you were carrying a mighty sickle to gather souls. You need to pray. Something is coming. A mighty sickle. When you do it like this, you draw it. I'm not sure his own is amenting now, because the truth is that the young man has labored. So, answer my question. Forget that thing I said. Forget it. Your job. You know the way I behave. When you come and tell me, I saw you where you are standing on Africa, and you are now, I will not listen to you. My own is the labor. The labor is what I'm after. But you are after the things that they are, the big things that they are. You will be confused one day. Anytime you tell me God wants to use me to do, or this one happened, or and you didn't tell me the demand is going to make on me, I won't listen to. I don't listen to that. It means that I have nothing to do with it. Whether it happens or not, God knows. That's not my, it's not my own to be thinking about such things. It will distract you. It will make you lose focus. It will even make you try to force it to happen. Are you getting what I'm saying? My own is, if God now said, so now do this, I will still forget about it. My focus now is on what? Do this. The do this is where I will expend myself. If you have this mindset, you will not fail. You will not fail. We are young, but I have passed many waters now, and I can tell you some things. You will not fail. I have used this rule to survive many years now. Many dark times. Everywhere will be dark. I'm not seeing anything. But those things I knew it is correct. Many things, I know this one is correct. I held with it. The wind was blowing me. Blowing me. Everything. I still held those things I know. They are things I learned. I can't leave my prayer, my fasting, my retreat. I can't leave my Bible study. Once there is a day Satan hit me terribly. Do you know how I responded? 30 days retreat. So Satan stopped fighting me like that because he knows. Are you with me? He knows that another attempt will drive me. You know, the target of Satan with those things he's doing is to drive you away from God. Okay, man of God, answer us. No. And then life eternal. Then he now added with persecution. You know, we almost always remove that part. I'm a nine work for that part. You remove it. For that part is hard. What is our portion? And we say in this world hundredfold. Do you know it took me time to actually, because I was hearing people quoting it and I was quoting it. I didn't really go and read for myself. I actually read. We read it and left that part. Always, when we read it, we leave that part. Pastors are intentionally leaving that part. One day, I now say, let me do Bible study. And I was reading, just normal reading. Those days, you know, it's normal. I think you should make it your habit. Read through the New Testament. Every 3 months or 6 months, just read through, just normal reading. When last did you read? I think there was a time I gave you assignment, that's how you read it. You have not read it again. How do you want to grow? Are you a magician? Do you know that there are people that are I don't want to say this, some people will say, but I will say it. Do you know there are people that are up to 20 years, they have not finished reading their Bible from Genesis to Revelation? If you are such a person here, ask the person, are you a magician? There are magicians here. They are expecting God to use them all, but you have not succeeded in you have not read the Bible, you have not finished it. If God spoke to you, how will you know it's God or Satan? You know, people ask me, how do I know it's God that spoke out? You have not read the Bible. What you are going to do is to read the Bible, finish the New Testament every month, till the year finish. Is it hard? No. It was when a man of God came and told me that I can finish the book of Ephesians in 20 minutes. I said, what? The whole book of Ephesians in what? 20 minutes. It means that you can finish all the epistles in one day. I know you don't believe it, but it's possible. They are not big. When you used to read novel, only had Google novel before. You are here, you used to read novel. Those big novels, you can finish it in one day, but check the size of that novel you used to finish. You are not with me, sister. You used to read big novels. Raise your hand. I adjure you in the name of Jesus. I adjure you. Raise your hand. Where? Raise your hand. I will ask the Holy Ghost to help me and find you by power. Those novels you used to read, check the size. and check the size of the epistles, and you will find out that the novel is bigger than it. The reason why I'm telling you is because I used to read novels. And those days, somebody came and, there is one legal writer those days. His name is John Grisham. If you know the man, that means you are intelligent. It's intelligent people that read those kind of books. Somebody said, I told somebody I can finish it before daybreak. Almost 400 pages. The person will say, 1 week I've not. I just sat one corner. As I'm reading, the way I read, I absorb myself into what I'm reading. Before you know it, ask my siblings. Those days, I used to reserve so that it won't finish fast. Because there is a way I will read it, it will finish fast, and there is nothing to read again. So I will be reading it. I remember I checked the size and checked the size of my New Testament. I found out that the book is bigger in size. And I finished it in one day. And then you come and tell me that you are still in Matthew. Since the moon started, you are still in Matthew. May God have mercy on you in Jesus' name. Even your Bible can go ikawo. Hey! It will seem as if they remove all the energy. In the night you want to, and the sleep will be heavy. Meanwhile, those days you used to carry the novel in the night. You don't sleep. What is happening? You carry movie to watch. Movie. In the night. You will do TDB in the night. By 5 a.m. you still put another movie. Is it not true? But when we say night vigil, some people are thinking it's impossible. But people are keeping up with their seasonal movies every day. They are keeping up with it. But they will tell you that they cannot keep up with their secret place. That is too hard. Oh, there is energy. There is latent power in the soul. It's just that you have yielded it to Satan for long. When you yield it to the Holy Ghost, what you can do, you don't know what you can do, I can tell you. You have not tapped the power in your soul. I'm not even talking about your spirit. I'm talking about your soul. The latent power in the soul. That's what Chinese monks used to levitate. The latent power of the soul. You don't know it. If you want, when you become hungry enough, as I will still make another point, you can sit in one place till night. I will get to it. When you sit, your hunger will be crying. My altar is calling. No matter what you read, study, pray, you are still there. You are angry that the day is finishing fast. Is it not now we woke up? Oh God, is there a way to make my day bigger? And make Justina own smaller so that make it smaller, make my own bigger so that I will do more. Is not now that we woke up? It has finished. I'm not happy. I said it yesterday, you people didn't comment. I'm saying it again. The days are running fast. We are almost entering August. We have not touched it. I will carry all my burdens to 24 hours because there is backlog. That's me. For you now. For you, OJB. You have arrived. Look at the way you are looking fresh with your fine wristwatch and your everything. It's a good thing, it's a good thing, but that you have arrived. Victor, I have taught you how to cruise around town too. The guy is now cruising around town. So the Lord that did it for OJB, we do it for Valentine, and do it and do it for Watcher. But for we, let me not go to that place. The Bible said that you will have a hundredfold, good. You will have life eternal, good. But you will also have what? Persecution. You have to open your heart to that. Do you know that if you cry to God and say, anoint me, if God anoints you, it comes with persecution. I hope you know. If God gives you money, gives you anything good, it still comes with persecution. So if you don't know, you will now be asking, I thought just because that everybody should be happy that Revival Hub is doing well. There are people, their greatest pain is that we are doing well. We need to fail so that their testimony of failure will be correct. You don't know. There are people that have said that this is how it should happen. So you that came and you are able to make, are you saying you are better than us? Are you saying, why didn't you pass through the same route of failure? That's their own problem. It's not as if God is, what you are doing is not correct, that the process and everything. It's just that you are discrediting their testimony that nobody survives. So they should be happy with you. So the problem now is that you are making headway in your calling, and it became a source of persecution. The only way you will not receive persecution is if you are not doing anything for God. But if you want God to use you, get ready for persecution. The higher God uses you, the higher the... Do you know they looked at Jesus and said, you are doing miracle by the prince of devils, Beelzebub. What's the problem? The only thing is they don't want him to be anointed, because he's doing what, instead of, they don't know what else to say about what Jesus is doing that they cannot do. They said, you are using Beelzebub. How can a young man like you, where did you come from? You just came out and you did, and people fell on that power. Where did you, hey, Ojena will take your order. You don't know. That's what they will be saying. All these young men, we don't know them, we will not. If you begin to pray well, pray well, pray well, pray well amongst people, if you become the source of your own persecution, if you begin to live a holy life, if God ever uses you to do something, it's just that in Revival Hub, we fight that tendency heavily. If not, if they give you mic here and God use you, bam, that's the reason why people will persecute you. Do you know that there are sometimes I will just go to our YouTube channel and see the comments people make when maybe one of my sisters we lead prayer. There are people that will see the mighty thing that God is doing. The only thing they are seeing is the wrong thing in it. Their job, their heart is so wicked that they are moving around checking for mistake and where they didn't get it. So when you post some videos and you are seeing views, many of those views are satanic views. There are views of people looking for things that they will find to bring you down. It's part of the show. You have to be ready for that kind of persecution. If not, don't be in the business. Just leave. If it's my father in the Lord, he says that you go and sell ice cream. And it's hard to accept. Somebody like me, it was hard for me to accept. But I have to finally accept the fact that if God wants to use you higher, you have to be ready for more persecution. It's normal. Except you don't want God to use you, that's when nothing will happen. For men that God will use, get ready for trials, persecution, all kinds of things. It's normal. The higher, the more. There are people now that can be your friend because you are still in Sabo. They are still calling you my brother, everything my brother and all that. When the grace of God separates you, and in 1 year or 2 years or 3 years or 5 years, you just do boom, and then because it's the grace of God that separates a man. And suddenly it became obvious that you are way different and higher than them. You will find that they can't be your friend anymore. Not because you don't know what their problem. Are you with me? Their problem is why is your own different? Why are you now? The only way for you to still be your friend is for you to deny your calling and your grace and say that we are not this, so that you will please them. I'm helping you because of tomorrow. So in those seasons, you must learn how to live alone, walk alone for long, until you prove your calling. It might take 5, 10, 20 years for you to prove your calling. Some it might take months. There are some it might take some few years. But as for whether the persecution, it will come because grace increased. They are okay with being your friend if you are nothing. They are okay with working with you if you are nothing. Nothing has happened to you. But once oil comes on your life, the Bible says, as soon as they anointed David king over Israel, what happened to him? The Philistines came to look for him. He was no man until the oil came upon his life. Nothing happened. Everybody liked him until the oil came. Everybody was greeting him until the oil came, until the grace came, until God began to use him in a higher dimension. Then people will now find out that your mouth used to do like this when you talk. Does it mean that you are proud? That's not the time to answer. It's the time to pray for those people. That's what it means to walk in love. And the way to answer, actually, if you want to answer, is to accumulate more grace. Is to become stronger. The answer in those seasons is to become what? More strong. I can prove it from the scripture. The book of Acts chapter 4, if you read down, you will find out that the believers there, the apostles, they preached about Christ. Is it not true? Because of what was happening, what did they do to them? They persecuted them. They went back to their own company and prayed. If I'm the one, you know what I will pray? I will say, God, deliver me from this. And I'm telling you, I have prayed it. Deliver me. I almost said, I don't want to do again. Find another. What is this one now? But do you know what the apostles prayed? They said, behold their threatenings. That it is not us, but against your holy Son, Jesus, have they done this. He said, we ask you of one thing. That in the name of Jesus Christ, let mighty, show me the book of Acts chapter 4, from verse 22. That's the way to answer to persecution. The way to answer to it is not for the persecution to be removed. It's for God to make you stronger. Give you more grace and anointing. I want to tell you, all man, woman that wants to be used by God, get ready for persecution. If once God begins to use you, immediately, it can be from far, it can be from near, it can be for something minute, something that is meaningless. You can even say, oh yeah, take, no problem. They will still insist, because what they are looking for is not what you left. I'm telling you. You can say, I don't want to do again, I'm no more doing, we will not say anything. They will still not be happy with you. Because what they want is for you to be nothing. That's actually, those things they're saying is excuses. The real issue is that God has begun to use you. Do you want to be used by God? Get ready for persecution. Verse 22, I didn't say 29, my friend. Verse 22. For the man was above 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing was. I don't understand. You healed somebody. Is it a bad thing? Everybody should be rejoicing. Is it not true? And then the city should give you a certificate and bring you to a guard of honor. And people will be saying, ha, our man, our brother is now healing the sick. Woo. Show me verse 23. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders said unto them. Verse 24. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. Verse 25. Who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did he then rage and the people imagine vain things? Next verse. The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. Next verse. For of a truth, what I'm telling you, better listen to it. You can be in a denomination like this. Everybody, the senior, more senior pastors in that denomination will like you. As soon as God puts his hand on you to begin to use you, they will do everything to crush you down. This is why many young men don't rise in many denominations. They go and start another ministry, start another work. It's not as if they wanted to start it. It's because some people didn't want them to express the grace that God has put upon their life. It is normal. It's persecution that comes as a result of the hand of God coming upon your life. It's a fact. And it runs through any denomination, no matter the name. No matter the name. Some of the time, even the general overseer might not be aware. But there are people there busy doing politics and crushing. The worst mistake you made is to come and lead prayer and something happened. So, the way to be moving well is not to become anything. It's just to be dull baby. Deny your calling. Become useless. Become common vessel. Meanwhile, in the kingdom, real authority is defined by grace. See, real kingdom authority is not positional. It is grace defined. We put men in according to, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
According to the definition of the demand of being brought into eldership and authority, the testimonies of Paul that he gave his son Timothy. Are you with me? There are two basic demands, and the one on one side is conduct, the other side is grace. There are two basic demands to enter into the office of eldership. It is not as, it's not how many years, it's office, is grace and what? Conduct. One, grace, and the second one, what? Conduct. It is not an official position in the context of something that human beings can bring you into. It is something you enter into because of the grace that God has furnished into your heart. Because if it is true that it's God you are working for, then the proceeds that will come out of your life should be organic. That means your capacity to stand in that office is not something that you can do or a man can do. It's not something that you can write. It's not something, no, it is something that flows out of you. It is natural in you for you to administrate that office because there is an oil of grace that flows from you. Are you getting the point? If a man administrates in an office as a result of the grace of God that is upon his life, you will find out that the purpose of God can fully be furnished. Are you getting what I'm saying? But that is not the case. And many young men, if they stay, is not working, they become frustrated. They find another place. It's not as if they want to leave. They catch them. Persecute them. Do you know it has gotten so bad that you go to some church, they persecute young men from praying. If you pray, they will tell you, don't pray. Literally, don't pray. Don't speak in tongues. Pentecostal church. What made you Pentecostal? Is it not tongues? His tongues is not even power. What made them Pentecostal is tongues. That's what it means. Pentecostal means tongues. And you are telling people don't speak in tongues. You don't even know what you are. See, that's what I was telling you, the sisters, in the morning when we were doing Bible study. Many people believe things. They say that they are this. but based on their belief, they are actually another thing. It is when you sit down and analyze, you will find out that what they carry is an emblem of Pentecostal, yet they are not actually one. Many people that say they are Pentecostal is actually Orthodox. They are not. You don't speak in tongues, you don't manifest the gift, you don't allow the Holy Spirit to flow, and you say you are Pentecostal. You are not. I don't want to go there. Are you getting where I'm going? If you want God to use you, you must be comfortable with deserts, wilderness, walking alone, staying alone, being hidden, not being seen, being persecuted. It should be normal. It should not be something that happened to you. Say, God, if you don't do this, I will stop. My altar is calling. If anything happens to you along the way, your answer should be to go deeper into God. If you face any obstacle, the answer is not to say I'm not doing, or to fight back, or to do it. No, it's to go deeper into God. Let me tell you one thing about going deeper into God. If you go deeper into God, you will touch something that no man can dispute. Huh? That's part of the things that God gave me when I started. At some point, when God started using me, and then people were now saying, is he you? God now called me one day. One day, I was in a very dry fast. I was going on. The word of the Lord came to me, and when it came, I knew it was a scripture. He said, I give you a mouth and a wisdom that men cannot gainsay. I came out from there, my heart and my lips burned. When I speak, you will know it's God's oracle. That my utterance is bigger than my age. That there is a facility fermenting from a realm that is bigger than the natural. I give you a mouth and a wisdom. When you speak, it's no more your age. No matter the person, he will bow. He will know that the authority of God is flowing through the vessel of a person. That's how God answers to that. You go deeper. But whether it will come, it's going to come. Even when Jesus died, they are still persecuting him in his death. They said they paid people money to go and say that he didn't die. And you think you will be better and bigger? No, accept it. That's part of the fundamental demand of being used by God. Are you getting the point? Do you know that others can actually do what you are doing, but because you are being used in a higher dimension by God, if you do it, everybody will. The reason why they are coming for you is so that they can. They let them join hands together and bring you down. Then when all of us are down, then we'll be eating in the door and say, nobody say we hate you now because hey, you won't leave us. Come out. Look at you. Iman Keneku. Turn to your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, Iman Keneku. I know you don't understand it, and it's intentional. Okay, look at my scripture. For of a truth, against thy holy child, Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, we are what? Gathered together. Verse 28. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. 29. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they might what? I thought he would say deliver us. He said grant us boldness, fearlessness. Huh? If they carry gun and put on your face, he said you should have shot me 2 minutes ago. There is no time. That time you are telling me I will shoot you. Use that time and shoot me, and see if I will die. Huh? In the kingdom, people don't die because Satan said they will die. They die because it's their time. Men like Paul, they say, I'm in betwixt. I'm ready to be offered. I don't want to live an ordinary life. This kind of useless Christian life, you are living, nobody is inspired by what you are doing. Even hell doesn't have plans for you. One of the ways to know that God wants to use you is that hell is making plans for you.
not only heaven.
Just walking like this, going. And they make you man of God. You have one church auditorium, you are pastor. You are just going, you are comfortable. They give you one car, and then you marry and have two children. And you are saying, God is good, He will bless you. That's what you call ministry. God forbid. I will go and find a business and do.
It's better one moment of standing in the market, and this whole world shuts down because the garment and cloud of glory descended and hung like this because you appeared. It's better than pastoring. One moment of glory that comes in your church service is better than seven. What do they even call it? Seven services in one Sunday. One of my friends told me that because of how fast the service ends, that he comes for the first service and stay for five services. That's what it takes for him to be full. What it takes for him to be full is to stay all the five services. They have finished. They say, let's do opening prayer in the name of Jesus. As you want to thank God, they have closed. As you want to... Where are you rushing to now? Are you actually... Okay, be doing what you are doing. But don't expect God to do more. Be doing it. Are you getting the point? Your problem is that you want to confine God within that your weak expendings. You want to confine the move of God in it. You are proud. Even though, do you know who we are talking about? Or Gada Gidi himself? Hey! The multi-breasted one. The one that says, stop building a house for me. Heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. He doesn't walk, they carry him. And you want to confine his move in 15 minutes. What you will do is to come and lie down and be begging him, when do you want to come? Sometimes he will not say anything, 7 days will pass. That's how he's a king spirit. All these things will come and want to command God to move in 15 minutes. Who are you? He is God. He moves when he wants to. What you do, what you are sure of is that he will move. So you go and wait and tarry on him until he begins to move. That's how you do it. He's a king. Oga call. God must not move in that your 15 minutes, 1 hour. That 2 hours, he must not move. If he does, he sprinkles of his mercy drops. You know, mercy drops, so that everywhere, two or three. Sometimes it can be because of one member of the church that is desperately seeking God. Okay, imagine this, my friend, now, that he is actually in need of God. So why, even if the pastor didn't pray, God will still speak through him. Not because of the pastor, but because of the hungry heart. Five services before his heart was fed. If I'm the one, I will do it too. My secret place is calling. My desire is that God will come down from heaven and afflict my generation with hunger and burden. If that's all I achieved, is enough. My calling is to be a purveyor of hunger, burdens, and energy. When you look at my eyes, the first thing you see is hunger and burden. It will seem as if he's weighing me down. That such men can be casual. Persecution, things, trials can keep them down because their motivating factor is beyond the natural realm. Their bigger thing is driving you, hunger. My secret place. Men like David, when you are doing him, we will say, oh God, when shall I run back into your presence? Waiting to run back. Even if you persecute him, he said, no problem. Take anything, he said, no problem. Can I still find you in my... Can I still find God? If when I say, Jesus, and you feel the cloud come again, say, take anything, take anything, take anything. Give me your presence. Take anything. Give me your glory. Take anything. Give me your presence. Take anything. Take all of them. Take all of them. Give me your presence, your glory, divinity, follow me.
glory fall on me. Oh my God. Stronger. Oh my God. Cover me. Envelop me. Clothe me. Wear me.
As of that time, if they take things you are not aware, they come and tell you that your show on television that you used to like. Huh? That, you know, there is a show of immorality that have started. The altar has been activated. Those people, there is nobody that consistently watches that knows God. Go and tell them I said so. Even if you are a pastor, you don't know God. You mean after tarrying with God in 3 days dry fasting and you are soaked with divine presence, you come and you are watching that thing and how? You'll be missing where you are coming from. When the Holy Ghost held you in one hand and said, my son. And when he said, my son, your spirit, soul, and body heard it. Huh? When you come out of that secret place and you stand on the altar to minister, huh? And you say, help me, Holy Ghost, you will still hear what he told you in the secret place. My son. And then when you stand with audacity, authority, you speak, people will look at you, they don't know why you are speaking like that. They don't know that when you were in the secret place, you heard what? My son. That's why some of us, we can't come out. If he has not said anything, we'll be crying 3 days, 4 days. That with all boldness they may speak thy word. In fact, that show, don't talk about it. Don't cast it. Don't say anything about it. Don't even, me, I don't want to. It helps themselves. That's what I noticed. David, let the people that want to soil themselves. I found out that no matter what you say, the children of Satan will still like his works. I'm beginning to think, are you sure we have millions of Christians in Nigeria? Or is it millions of churchgoers? If you say churchgoers, I accept. Christians, I don't. If indeed we have 20 million Christians, huh? Imagine 20 million Christians like you.
Ba-ba-da-da-da-da-sh.
20 million Christians, exactly like Dr. Paul and Enche. Overdose. There is overdose. By stretching forth thy hand towards heal. They persecuted these people. They went back. They didn't tell God, remove me from here. They said, what you are going to do is to do more. After me, do more. If God begins to use you and you are persecuted for it, what should be your prayer?
More.
That's it. More Lord. More Lord. More Lord. If you came and said that it's not by power, it's not by falling down, it is by it. It's by power. It's by, you know, some people that say that they actually like it, it's just that they are too proud to bend down and stumble on the reality. And God is a big and merciful God. The aspect of him that you shut yourself to, he will leave it and allow, you'll be doing well in others, but as long as you shut down on this, it won't work. Not as if you are not caught to it. Some people that think they are not caught, they are. Because after some time in their life, they will see the thing manifest. It's simply because you have not paid attention to it. What you pay attention to begin to manifest. So my prayer is this: if you come and say that I laid hands, I came and say, Holy Ghost, by power, fire, and then people fell on up and say, you know what I will do? I will go back and pray this prayer. Lord, more. So I don't need to lay hands anymore. I will come and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, all of you, join hands together. Join hands together. Say after me, more Lord.
More Lord.
More Lord.
More Lord.
More Lord.
More Lord.
I saw where Rabbi led prayer and they put his, if you know how they are using our videos and pictures to do caricature and mock us, the mocking and persecution we have received as a result of this prayer, both in high and low, far and near, the mocking is so much. The next thing is for you to stop. No, it's what?
More love.
You have noticed that since that time that the thing is going on, that our prayer grace began to, all of us, even many of you, my sister, all of you, their authority and grace began, is bomb now. Before it was shakalalalala, now it's boom, 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 boom. If you think it's easy, come and try it. It's by the Holy Ghost. You can't do anything against this. That's what Gamaliel later told them. You can't do anything against them. Even the persecution can only help you to go. The people you told that it's not by this, we go and find out what is even this groaning that they are speaking against. What is even this thing? And when they go there, they will now stumble on me. When I will stand like this.
Yet not I, but the Holy Ghost.
Do you know you can come and say, I hate groaning and still groan? Because it's by the Holy Ghost. You will say, I don't want to. This thing is from the devil. How can people be for this? How can they be doing like this? You will join us very soon. In Jesus' name, listen. It is only groaning that will save Africa. We have to go to a deeper depth. When people prayed in understanding, they thought it was the best because there was a lot of result. Then suddenly the Holy Ghost opened us up to praying in tongues. And we saw that even though understanding was good, but it was trekking. When men prayed in tongues, they were riding in cars. So who told you that God doesn't have the prerogative to take us deeper in depths of prayer? Who are you? My secret place. What we are in the spirit is heavy duty machine. Listen to me. He said, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, that signs and wonders. Self time is signs and wonders.
Signs and wonders.
Signs and wonders, we are doing in Bible study, we are discussing with the sister. They said, who even asked, is it not, I think he said, Berich, something, somebody, Berich asked that question. He said, is signs and wonders a miracle? You see, a miracle can be a sign and wonder, but signs and wonders is a sign and wonder because it's pointing to something. Is like God wants to make a statement. For example, those days that we started Sabo newly, his stove, Abi, you bring the stove. They won't buy the kerosene. They won't buy kerosene. He's here now, and they will be cooking with that stove till the stove will still be cooking until they bought kerosene and poured in it. It will now finish. As long as they are here now, there is no money. God was working signs and wonders. The kerosene, nothing was in the stove, but it was cooking. They were cooking with it, cooking with it, cooking with it until they now got money to buy. There was no money. Listen, you have to get the basis for the sign and wonder. Are you getting the point? The reason is because there was no money for kerosene. And the children of God will go hungry. So God made sure that they were cooking. As long as when money now came for them to buy kerosene, the thing stopped working. What is it? It's a sign. I've heard the story of a great man of God in Nigeria. That when he comes, he normally has his camp meetings. December retreat and camp meeting. Those early days, they will come. And they normally cook. That at some point, it was few bags of rice remaining. They will cook. Come back in the evening, the rice is the same size. They will cook again, come back tomorrow, the rice is still what? The same size. Cook again, come back, the rice is still what? The same size. The crews will not fail. If it's God, the crews will not fail. We don't know how, but we know that we'll still eat today in Betterama. We'll eat today in Sabo. So there are many days we don't know how it will happen. But it still happened. And for years now, it's happening. That means the cruise will not fail. The way Betterama and Sabo is run is a sign and wonder. Take us deeper to the realm of signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. To the point that we go beyond working signs and wonders and become signs and wonders ourselves. For thou and thy children are for signs and for wonders. My secret place. In Jesus' mighty name. Let me give you two scriptures so that probably you will do a further study on it. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23. I think I will stand here so that it will help me to move fast. Timilei, what do you think? I asked the meaning of Timilei. It means God carry me at the back or God follow me. Huh? Emmanuel, where are you? Where is Emmanuel? What is the literal meaning? I mean literal meaning. Huh? Okay. The literal meaning of Timilei is push me at the back. Somebody push him at the back. Hi, boy. Hi. Hey. Because you pushed him at the back, buy him lunch tomorrow. Hallelujah. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am what? In labors, what? In stripes. In prisons. In death. 24. Of the Jews, how many times? Received I what? Save one. That is 39. How many times did they flog him 39 lashes? You are now quiet. Do you want to go back? So see, somebody said push me at the back. Everybody that wants to go back will push you at the back. Next verse, let me see. Okay, wait. This place. Thrice was I what? Beaten with rod. Once was I what? Thrice I suffered what? A night and a day I have been what? In journeys, what? In perils of what? In perils of what? In perils by? You know, there was a day me and Ruach was coming back from, I think it's Makodi. Uh-huh. Then I, where is Ruach? I saw him. Uh-huh, my man. What he did to my vehicle that day, we ended up in Mecca. Oh my God. He told me this road is good. It's good. You are there now, Joshua. Told me it's good. I said, okay, let's drive. We now go to one place. There is no drivers are no more following there. Hey! You see, I'm like a baby. How? Once he enters like that, I will tell them, speak in tongues. Especially we that travel sometimes, too much risk sometimes. Aye. Too much risk. Sometimes, even during sit at home, we are on the road. I will say, Lord, unto you I commit my life. We'll enter the road. Those days, early days, I will call Ruach to come and carry me. I'll sit at home. He will give me 101 excuse. One I told you. Hey! Bring out your head. But I don't blame him. Even Paul recorded his own account. At some point, I told him, no break, just be moving. We are not doing like this. The car was doing. Hey! You know, police normally collect money from you. But when we saw at the first sight of police checkpoint, I said, thank God, we have come to. Those areas, there was no checkpoint even. And he is in the night. I think we came back here around after 10 or 11 in the night. And it's normal. Anybody that God is using like that is the same story, if not worse. Amen. Amen. It's the same story, if not worse. Is it hunger? You have flown on an aircraft before. A woman of God, and I know you have flown and you like it. Hey! You enjoy the experience. Yeah, mama. Was snapping pictures and taking some videos. Magaladosh. I saw you. You enjoyed it too. People like Oruben enjoy. He enjoyed it so much that in the next missions he was asking for his hotel room. And I told them there is no accommodation. He said. Since that day, he began to deal with us. At Enugu, that's why this thing didn't work on the first. He wanted to teach me a lesson. Oh, careful. No, be so you know, enjoy him. He did one video and said, "We are just coming down right now. This is." Now, the truth is that me, as a person, I don't enjoy flight. Once I enter, I'm waiting for where they will. I'm already thinking of dropping me immediately. I don't enjoy it. No. But I know you enjoy it, but me as a person, it takes me, it's purpose that is putting me inside that aircraft. I don't even know why, but I don't. No. If it's a place I can drive, I prefer driving. Sometimes we fly. There is one who wanted to land recently. The wind was so much. We are almost on the ground like this. As in almost on the ground. The wind was so much. It was doing our aircraft like this. I was speaking English. I switched to Igbo language or Bara Jesus. So
this is the story of Paul, even though his own is much. We have not crashed. We ask for grace. Meanwhile, don't go and foolishly put yourself in trouble. For you to leave this is your calling that demands it, and there is a grace to pass through it. Somebody can come and say, I will die for Jesus, and you then go, they now kill you. Ah. If I die now, it's waste. Oh. So sometimes when we say we are ready to die for Jesus, we are speaking it in the context of purpose and the grace to do such a thing. There are people, your own calling is to live, not to die. If you die, if you reach to heaven, Ama or ever, they will slap you for foolishly dying. Yes, now. Or a robber called Benihim and told him, if you die, God will judge you. If you allow yourself to die like this, if you go to heaven, God will judge you. If you like, carelessly die and say they will put red carpet for you. Part of the things they will judge you about is how you lived your life here. You were too careless and died careless death. Eat anything, do anything, go anywhere. By even you, sister, even when you know it's risky, you carry yourself and go. My phone will be switched off. You say, Papa, they thank God they are men. So even if my number didn't go, they are there. You can call Mamadi, so she will not sleep. And then she will be firing prayer for you. But for I can only be awake when I'm supposed to be awake. I don't have time. That time I'm supposed to sleep. Once I don't sleep there, I will continue staying awake. Like I didn't sleep at all yesterday night. I didn't sleep at all since yesterday till now. Because I miss my time of sleep. So if I ever put my head, that means I will miss my prayer, miss many things, miss. And as the day is breaking, I went and took my bath. Because I know if I don't do it, I will sleep. I took my bath and entered my car and started coming. I was coming like this. So there are some things. Don't be like me. Enjoy your life now. That you can sleep and wake up and chiofona. Imperial Sinisi. Imperial Sinisi. Imperial among false brethren. Verse 27. In weariness. This one I know it. Oh my God. When we are at Abuja, that thing you saw things moving. Ask this man and some of the brethren that came. I was sick and weary, tired. I even used blanket and covered myself. When it was time for evening session, I took bath with hot water and then I stepped out again. I said, God, we step down in Abuja. In weariness, pain is part of the show. You come and say, my back is paining me. That's why I could not pray. Stay where you are. I'm not talking to you. Just be small. Huh? Be small. If you want to be high, be used by God higher. The demand we leave, all those girlish things, is over. The demand that will be placed on you, you will wonder why. Those days, the people that used to pray with me, they used to warn them. The sisters that used to pray with me, they used to warn them. They tell them that you become a man. Oh, that prayer will make you to become a man. That I make people's daughters to become man. That a lady should have the way she's praying. That they will become a man. That they will have hunchback and all those things. Meanwhile, they are looking for our sisters to marry. Ugo belu na mbawu. I agwo nwa ezioku. We will find out that everybody is looking for a prayerful wife. Everybody.
I know they will say, after character, prayerful wife. Because one day, they will hold you in the night. Man goes into Kazamaka and he says, Woe unto you if Mangosi doesn't have fire here. Come on, that fire. If the sister has fire, she will turn where she is and say, what is wrong? You devil of darkness, come out of him. Men of the secret place. Sister, you are not ordinary. You are carrying something. Help the sister. Oh my God. Sister's carrying fire. I saw it. In the night, my mother will be laying hands on all of us. I will close my eyes as if I'm sleeping. But hands of fire will touch you. You will wake up and say you won't serve God. How dare you? They have initiated you. Huh? Just the way your mother, some witchcraft mothers initiate their children in witchcraft, we too were initiated in spiritual witchcraft. So we were serving Jesus before we realized what we were doing. So when we came and said, I don't want to do, the thing is inside. Oh sister, carry fire into that your mouth. Carry fire, carry fire, carry fire. When they say, the way you are praying, they will need you. Why are they now calling you on the phone when need comes up? If they are saying that prayer is too much. Small thing, they call you on the phone. Small thing, they call you on the phone. You don't know your mother have known that there is a change now. They are now depending on you. Small you. How much important is prayer? Kai, the necessity of prayer. And you are a sister, you are doing like this. You are catwalking. See, we don't need catwalk here. We need, this is what we need. The way to be beautiful, the way to be useful as a lady here is to do like this. The more you are like this, the more beautiful you are. Brothers, let me warn you. If you come and tell me tomorrow you want to marry a sister that is always like this in service, the first question I will ask you is, who is your father? Who is discipling you? Pray first. Be praying. If you say it's not only about prayer, what? Pray first. I know it's not only prayer, but what? Pray first. Pray first. There are some men, it's your wife that will pray you out of the curses and covenant that is in your family. If you like, don't look for a prayerful wife. Go and marry trouble and ask for yourself. I'm telling you, Smith Wigglesworth, it was his wife that converted him. Charles and Frances Hunter. Which one do you want? Lucky. Prayer partner, prayer point. If you say you don't want people that pray, you will carry prayer point. Robert! In watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Let's see a few more. Beside those things that are without, and then and all the rest. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 4. Not 5:4. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God. It means, are you with me? Mokocha, are you an Igbo person? Are you with me now? He said, approving yourselves as the ministers of God. It means that the things that the man is about to list out are the criteria, the instruments that have the capacity to bring men into the place of approval as ministers of what? God. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God. Number one, in what? Much patience. It means that when a minister has given himself to much patience, it has the capacity to bring him to the measure of approval. It is very important. There are things in ministry people will never believe you in until you have patiently practiced it for long. You patiently prove it. Without patience, there are certain categories and measure of people that will never believe in your ministry. There are certain measure of usage that God can bring you into. Patience. It is always something hard, especially for we younger ministers, but patience. Patience can make people that normally wouldn't have believed in you to believe. Patience, if you are patient. There are some things that can come before you, some opportunities that you will reject. Not as if it's bad. You know, you intentionally prolong it. Those days in school of ministry, my reverend, those days we call it delayed gratification. Delayed exposure. Even when it's there, you delay it. Huh? That patience can approve you. But there is another one. Say after me, afflictions. When we tell the story of great men that God used, our story should not just be about the miracles that God used them to do. It should also be about the afflictions that they suffered. Huh? When we talk about Umar Pai, let's not just talk about the fact that God used him to do signs and wonders. Let's talk about the fact that his whole family died in one day. Afflictions. Another one is what? Necessities. Another one is what? In distress. Verse 5. In stripes, in imprisonment, in tumults, in labors, in washings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by what? As a believer, God did not call you to suffer. He called you to suffer long. Turn to your neighbor, tell your neighbor you are going to suffer long. By kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love, what? Let me see if I can list one more thing. I have a few more to go. I just have to mention the matter of character, even if I'm not able to finish. We are in number what now? Five. It's five, right? This one now is five. The fifth one is the matter of character. Now, there are four fundamental characters I want to emphasize on, or at least mention, especially as it pertains, reduce a little bro, especially as it pertains to God using you or a man being in ministry. Every of the character of Christ is a necessity. In fact, as I used to say, the characters of Christ being manifest in the life of a believer is not optional. The manifesting of gifts, ministries, and all those things are actually optional. But if you want, if it's a matter of the growth in the fruit of Christ in a believer, it is not an optional thing. It is not something you choose. So when I talk about character and anointing, we didn't get to talk about anointing, but that's for another time. When we talk about it, it is not an either or matter. It is a this and that. And as a matter of fact, if there is one of them that you can actually do without and still end up where you are supposed to end up, it is actually anointing. Are you getting the point? And that is the reason why effectiveness will go and boil down on your decision to make sure that the optional part becomes a compulsory part. It's optional, but for you, it became optionally compulsory. Are you with me? But the matters of character is not optional at all. And there are key characters. I was able to zoom it down to four that as a person that is in ministry or that wants God to use you in different spheres as a witness to the name of Christ Jesus, these characters must be in place or you will openly become a disgrace to the name. You know, there are character weaknesses that might not make you a disgrace. I mean,
you is subjective. Are you getting the point? Your weakness is to you, even though it is not an excuse before God, but it is to you. It will not be a hindrance to many other things. It will not be a hindrance to men, to ministry. It will not be a hindrance between you and God. But there is a fall. Everybody must pay attention to. But I need you to know something. There are two streams of character development. There are levels, but there are two streams. Number one is the spiritual stream. And number two is the moral stream. Now, are you with me? If you help me, say amen. Number one is what? Number two is what? Now, you will have to understand that the universe of God is a moral universe. And what do I mean by a moral universe? It is a universe that is guided fundamentally by a sense or a fact of right and wrong. That is exactly what is morality. Morality is the basis of what? Right and what? Wrong. So there is a moral stream of character. These are the things that it is very, very important. As a matter of fact, our faith, the Christian faith, is a moral faith. Even though our faith is not morality. I don't have time to go into that. But if you yield to the Christian faith, it will finally make you a better moral being. Is it not true? A good believer will be good behaved in the society. Are you getting the point? If you actually follow Jesus well, it will make you more courteous. It will give you better habits. Is it not true? It will make you a better person. It gives you a better behavioral outlook. Your mindset concerning things and concerning people will improve. I mean, that is the general demand that life places on every human being that is upon the face of the earth. If life should go on, believer or not, then moral status has to be defined. Even though the age that we have come into, people are taking the context of the definition of morality, they are taking it into arbitrariness. In the sense that they are trying to, just like truth, define by themselves what is morality. Are you getting what I'm saying? So you go to America and they tell you that this is morality. That there are, according to, somebody posted somewhere, according to what somewhere, a recognized medical something, that there are about 200 and something genders. Where did they see gender self? You are either a man or a woman. So they will tell you that you can define who you are. To the point that they are saying that you can define it as a young child can define it. So the reason I have to make this point is that many times it's men that define the boundaries of morality. And that means, dependent on the society you are born in, the age that you are born in, the morality can either be high or low. Are you with me? It will mean that morality cannot be the highest standard of proof of character. As a matter of fact, the exact proof of the character of God, even though it will overflow to the point that it will affect morality, it is not a moral stream. It is a spiritual stream. According to the Bible, in the book of John chapter 15, he said that I am the vine. Help me, show me. Go and collect one bones for Juliet. I am the true vine, and my father is what? The husbandman. Jesus said that I am the true vine. Verse 2. Every branch in me that what? Beareth not fruit. In other words, you are a branch. Is it not true? And your job is to what? Bear fruit. Now, when you hear that word bear fruit, many things that what people think about bearing fruit anytime they see this is a matter of producing fruit.
no human being have the capacity to produce the fruit of God. It is called the fruit of who? The fruit of who? It is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. It is not your own. What you do is to bear it. So, what exactly the scripture is trying to emphasize here is fruit-carrying capacity. So, our fruit-carrying capacity differs according to our yieldedness to what God is doing. But the humility is God's humility. As a matter of fact, when a man manifests, you can manifest a moral humility, which is not bad. But that is not exactly God's standard of humility. God's standard of humility is a spiritual thing. Are you with me? If your moral, if your humility or whatever thing is a moral humility, it can stand men's estimation. But a day will come, God and demons can put pressure on it. Are you getting the point? You know, a man can come like this, and they will say he is a principled man. He doesn't change. He doesn't do anything. Huh? That he will always say the truth until he concerns his daughter or his wife. Are you getting the point? You will find out that that standard is good, but it's human standard. And when the man defaults, they will say he is only human. Are you getting the point? They say, if you are the one, you will do it. As good as that is, you will find out that that moral stream, the standard is set by men. They can lower it or bring it down, dependent on the person that is involved. But God's standard, you can only climb up. We can't come down for you. And that is why you can't produce it. The Holy Spirit produces it in you by the acknowledgement that you come into as a result of consciousness. Consciousness ministered to you as a result of revelation. When you come into that place, there will be a work that is being done in you. It will seem as if you are the one working, but it's the Holy Ghost that is working. Because what you are doing is that you are yielding yourself to circumstances and processes that have the capacity to increase your fruit-bearing capacity. The fruit that is actually of the Spirit. The fruit is whose? Is whose? But you do what? You bear it. Because you are what? The branch. And the duty of the branch is for the fruit to hang on it. So this is it. So there are some fruit. There are some branches like this. The fruit on them is small and sparse. But there are some branches, the fruit on it is so heavy that it's weighing down the branch. Have you not seen such branches? It's weighing it down. Their own is so obvious that you can stand and pluck it. There are some people, their fruit bearing, you have to climb. There is something we call in we call it omontele. Okay, Victor. There is something like that. It means that you have to climb up. The fruit in this one, you have to climb to the topmost to see, to pluck the fruit. But there are ones, their fruit is so evident and heavy that you can stand on the ground and pluck it. That's how much the branch has retained fruit bearing what? Capacity. So that's the first point. Two streams. But there are, you have read about characters. I'm not here to tell you about many. I'm just here to streamline the importance of these as it pertains to the usage of God and how these characters can affect your capacity to come into higher usages in God. The man that God uses, the first... Okay, I think I need to mention something. There are four basic components. Are you with me? There are four basic components of godly character. Four basic components of godly character. Number one, love. Number one, love. I might not be able to explain everything because of time. Maybe subsequently. But you can do further research. Number two, maturity. I will only explain two of these four. Number three, integrity. I think I have mentioned the relationship between integrity and character. Integrity in this context can only be best explained if you are an engineer. Where is Caleb? Who is an engineer here outside Caleb? Edu, my man. Okay, let me research deep in my study of things that concerns engineering. That thing called tensile strength, is it still relevant? Tensile strength and tensile stress strain. Is it still correct? This is what it means. Before we tell this man to sit on this seat, we check whether this seat can carry him. Are you getting the point? Dependent on what we want a man to carry, we reinforce the material. So integrity is the measure of reinforcement that the character material has received. That is one of the ways you test. Reinforcement. Are you with me? You know, you can be good now, good person, but fresh demand will be placed on you, and you will find out that you are not as good as you thought. You can be humble now, then God lifts you up. You will find out that you are not as humble as you thought. But the truth is that you were humble, just that the tensile strain, the strength of material measured in integrity that is contained within that character cannot carry this weight. So when they place the weight of new usage of God, God has now raised you as a voice that people hear. When they placed it on it, this the humility you have can't carry it now. So it gave way. Your measure, the integrity of your humility, what? Gave way. It means that the material has to be what? Reinforced. So if God wants to use you higher, he will have to take you through another water that have the capacity to humble you. When he humbles you, then you can carry more. Are you getting the point? I just hope you got this point. Because many times, many people are a little bit confused. You know that you are not necessarily an angry person. You are not necessarily a talkative. You are not necessarily... Are you getting those things? Even there are people that can bear witness to the fact that you are like this before. Only for new demand to be placed on your life. And you are already behaving in another way that looks as if he's saying that you are not what you are. Are you getting the point? Now, if it is true, assuming this case is true, because there are people that is actually the fact that you were never that. But you used to be like this. You used to be a truthful person. If they give you something, you hold nothing. If they give you 10 years, you bring it back. But something, it means that a fresh and higher demand has been placed on you. And the tensile strain and stress, the strength of your character material cannot carry this level now. What do? You go for what? Reinforcement. So that is one of the components of godly character. The last one is abundance mentality. Abundance mentality. So there are four, right? Number one is what? Number two is what? I don't need to talk about these two because you know them already. Number three is what? Then this number four is what? What is abundance mentality? Abundance mentality is a mentality that gives room for people to adjust to your... How do I say it now? Adjust to your standard and expectation. You are still willing to allow yourself to receive from people, be blessed by people. Are you getting the point? Abundance mentality is that I'm willing to allow... I'm looking for a better word to use so that I can communicate it to you. Allow people to benefit from what you have. How do I say it now? What you have entered into is not something to boast about. Are you getting the point? It is something to allow everybody to benefit from. Are you getting what I'm saying? Your humility is not something to rub on people's faces. It is actually something you entered into to make life more easier for everybody. And in that state, you are willing to allow everybody to gradually come up to benefit, come up to their own level. It's abundance mentality. You actually know that it's actually God that is doing this thing. That it is a duty. That your ability to enter into that has put upon you a duty. It has given you a demand, a prerogative to bring yourself to a place where everybody should benefit from the fact that you are humble, that you are truthful. Everybody should benefit from the fact, that fact. Amen? Four of them. Number one. Four, there are many characters you will develop, but the man that wants God to use him, one thing you must focus on. One. I know people will tell you humility, but after my careful study, are you with me? After my careful study of Jesus' dealing, I found out that faithfulness ranks higher. So number one, faithfulness. If you want to put it last, that's your own. I'm not saying that's my own submission. Faithfulness. If it's in the matter of being used by God, faithfulness is a higher thing. Are you getting the point? God is more, first of all, more interested in the fact that he kept you here and you kept doing what he told you to do. Kept doing it. That is even more important to God than you are even doing it well. Doing it well is a secondary thing. How you do it is a secondary thing. Many other things, the things that help to... Are you getting the point? But more important to God is that you are a faithful person. When he came and made the demarcation between Moses and the rest of the people, he came and said, Moses, my servant, is a man that is faithful in all my what? House. That is the testimony of God concerning Moses. He's a man that is faithful among all my house. Say after me, faithfulness. The Bible went as far as telling us that on the judgment seat of Christ, that one of the bases, the fundamental basis for our reward is what? Faithfulness. When you come, the statement that the scripture told us about is that God will say, thou good and what? The Bible says, he that is faithful in little, God will what? His faithfulness. If you want to increase, go to higher levels of you, you must not joke with faithfulness. Faithfulness. Faith can bring you into a thing, but it will take faithfulness to grow in it. Faith can bring something to you, but it will take being faithful for that thing that came by faith to increase and bring its full and ultimate potentials. You might have to stay on it, night and day, in sickness, in health, you are on it. Huh? In good times, in bad times, you're on it. Whether anybody greeted you, whether anybody, you are still on it. Faithfulness. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, you are on it. Say after me, faithfulness. God is always looking for men that is faithful in his house. The reward for faithfulness is actually increase in authority. If you see a man that increases in authority, he is a faithful man. It means that what God told him to do, he was not distracted with many things. He kept doing that thing. If there is anything that God added to him, it was added. See, anything that is added that is not as a result of faithfulness is a distraction. God acts, but let the addition be as a result of the fact that you became faithful in one. Then God added what? Two. It will not be a distraction. But if something was added that is not as a result of being faithful, that same addition will become a distraction. If you want God to use you more, become faithful in it. Become faithful in something as simple as staying true to your prayer power, your Bible study. Be praying first. 30 minutes, be praying. Let God know that no matter what happens, that you will do your 30 minutes. One day you will not know that 30 minutes, God is using it to inspire others. You might not get to hold the mic, but when we get to heaven, I don't have time, I would have expatiated more, I would have elaborated. Number two, well, is not in ranking now, but according to my notes, number two, self-control. A man that God uses or is using that doesn't have self-control is a calamity. It's a calamity. And the problem with being used by God is this. If he's a normal person, it's not a problem. But if he's for you, it's a very big problem. Because the failure of a man of God is not the failure of one person. It can be a failure of a generation. It's that bad. It can be a failure of a people, a tribe, a family, a church, a denomination. But you think it's just one man that is misbehaving. Self-control. Self-control. And the reason why I mean self-control, these two things I've mentioned cuts across everything. I hope you know. Self-control in finance. It cuts across in finance, in eating habits. Some people, they don't have control in their eating habits. You are fasting, but you are still a glutton, my friend. If you like, don't stop. We are not guys on. We are not. Quilly quilly. Upper. Meat pie. Moi moi. Balls. Chin chin. Peanut. Huh? Some of them can even carry cucumber and coke. Just so that they will be eating something. Cucumber and coke. They want to drink garri and somebody brought biscuit, they added it to it. Then somebody now was passing, brought granite, they add granite to it. Then somebody was passing and then brought soya beans, they added it to it. Then somebody was passing and then brought beans was passing. They said, don't you know that garri and beans mixed to is the best? They now added it to it. Both coke and added. Oh, may God have mercy on you. Now listen to me. That was how Esau was living until it became a matter of birthright. It was his lifestyle. He can do anything to eat. When Esau's heart wants to eat something, you are not with me. So let me. If you like, don't have self-control. A day will come, it will be a matter of destiny. For now, it is small things. A day will come, you don't have control about money. When you see money, your eye will be choking. Money. Once they say money like this, you say, let's keep Bible aside. This is money matter. You don't have self-control. God can't use you. Can't use you for serious things. I don't want to talk about immorality, woman and all that. Men, man and woman and all that. That one, everybody knows that one. That's why I will not talk about it. Self-control cuts across everything. He just saw yam porridge, one plate. He said, today, just woke up in the morning and said, eventually, Uji, dia holo noko, diopo, mano the French. Etio Baka Anilo Sasa Magaladosh. You are Irige Nanlo. You have eaten it in the dream. You just woke up to fulfill the prophecy you saw in the dream. Instead of you not to eat it, you borrow money and do it. You see a new shoe, a new car, a new watch. Instead of you not to buy it, you borrow and buy it. You don't have self-control. You can do anything to prove points. Life will mount pressure on you to prove points. Mount so much pressure. If you don't have self-control, you will be under pressure to prove points to people that you are doing well in ministry. If I'm not doing well, what's your business? Are you getting the point? Self-control. It cuts across everything. Cuts across the way you talk. Many things. The way you respond to issues. A man without self-control is a loose cannon. Stronger is the man that rules his life than the man that rules the city. The man that has control over his life is more powerful than the man that rules the city. That's the word of God. Are you in charge? Turn to your neighbor, ask your neighbor, are you truly in charge of your life? What did she answer? Find out her answer. Chamaka, in her 2 years. Find out her answer. Huh? What did she answer? She said no. How many have we mentioned now? Huh? Is it two? I thought it's three. Okay, of course, the next one is love. Everybody know this one. I will not explain it. Love. Anything you do without love is nothing. Anything you do without love is what? Is nothing. Doesn't matter. The last one is meekness/humility. Many times it's used interchangeably, but they are not exactly the same. Because meekness cannot be truly proved until a man has power. What we mean by power? Power is not falling down. Power is ability to make something to happen. So if you have money, it's power. Is it not true? So when you have money to make somebody that did you wrong to suffer, will you use it? So that's why the Bible said that Moses is the meekest man. Why? The people that is against him, he can deal with them in one moment, but he refused to do it. In fact, God came and said he wants to. He was begging God on their behalf. So God said, this man is the meekest man. Huh? So meekness is more like power under control. Power under control. Then humility. If you're a proud man, it's God that will take charge. The Bible said that God resisted the proud and gives grace to the humble. I mean, if God is resisting you, who will help you now? If Satan is resisting you, God can help you. Many things. If man is resisting another man, but if God is resisting you, who can help you now? Humility. I think that's a full course of study on its own. But for want of time, we'll stop here. In the name of Jesus Christ. Bend down your head and pray for the next 1 minute. And ask God, let this teaching not end up in the pages of my notes. Let it end up in the pages of my heart. You are not praying. Sodium papoko sasata babanta grata paporiam takapa banta zisete kapapantoria paparianda kapabandala itapebia. Prayer is applicative, it applies. Zosasala abetetianta kapeno kuba abrako pata babanta. 1 minute, apply this thing in your heart. You might forget what is on your notes, but what is in your heart can live. Shut up, Abiatania. Ambreco papapanta, la prola, apepetea, pepetea, ia papapondia tatetia, sopala, sopapolia, ambraha, bretatatia tecapapo, ambraha, assetia capapanta, mandepopoli capala, abraca papapatas, tecatiate.
My altar is calling. My secret place is calling. My prayer is calling. In Jesus' mighty name. If you are sick here, put your hands at that part of your body quickly. If you are online and you are sick, put your hands there. Put your hands there. If you have somebody that is sick, lying on a bed, invalid, the power of God is about to hit you now. Put your hand there. If I say in the name of Jesus, you say amen. In the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of infirmity. I stand against you in the name of Jesus. I charge you to leave now. 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 You pain, you fever, you weakness, whatever your name is, in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God, out. Be made whole now. Be healed. Be healed. Be made whole. Jesus' mighty name. You are healed. You can cast your seed and offering, whatever you have.
To believe God's word came to you with accuracy and power. To connect with the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edu Dechukwu, with unlimited access to life transforming messages, visit www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Revival Hub International.
For inquiries and partnerships, email us at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com.